You are listening to Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio, brought to you by M Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friends and colleagues, Carol Morgan and Todd Youngblood. Good morning, Carol. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing very well. How about you?
I'm doing great. Todd, how about you?
Almost as good as Carol.
Good. March frickin' 1st.
I'm still not used to 2013, for crying out loud.
Good Lord. Well, we have a really exciting show today. I want to say hello to our first guest. Say hello to Tom Abbott, an associate broker with Thomas Ramon Realty at Palmer House Properties. Welcome to the show, Tom.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Well, it's good to have you. It's good to see you. It's been too long.
Yeah, way too long.
All right. Well, Tom, before we get into it, do take a sec and tell us a little bit about you and your background.
Well, a lot of people don't know that I'm actually from Montana. So I got my degree in hotel and restaurant management from the Conrad Hilton School of Hotel and Restaurant Management at University of Houston. So after I finished school there, I was in the hotel business and bounced around the country. I've lived in Houston and New Orleans, Myrtle Beach, Miami, Atlanta, and New York. So kind of covered some ground there. Got my real estate license in 2004 and got my broker's license in 2007.
You've lived some very cool places. It's one of the things you're known for in Atlanta is your blog. So talk to us a little bit about mymidtownmojo.com.
I got to interrupt and say that is such a great name. I love the URL.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, when I first launched it in 2009, I hired a company to build the site for me, and it was basically a disaster. I had it for a year, and it did absolutely nothing. So I joined up with a group in 2010 of about seven other agents around the country. We created our own kind of mastermind group, and from that point, I decided to relaunch it. It's a niche market site about Midtown Atlanta and the surrounding communities. And I relaunched it and was able to put on a WordPress site where I could manage it, and it's just done wonders for me as far as moving ahead now. It's basically a real estate and community resource for Midtown Atlanta and the surrounding areas around Midtown, featuring community pages about the different buildings or communities. And then I also put market reports. There's a robust home search feature on there that people can use and register to search for homes really all over Atlanta, but certainly I try to get people from Midtown. And then just other interesting information about Midtown that I find.
Yeah, the content for your blog, are you creating all that, or you have a team? Are multiple people contributing?
I do it all. The only thing that is, there's, some different social media things you can use out there. People may have heard things like Scoop.it or Paper.il. So there's different ways like that that I can go out and find content. If I'm reading a story, like say in the AJC or the Atlanta Business Chronicle, I'll pick that story up and I can use a feature called Scoop.it, which will take a little part of that and put it on the blog for me. And it gives credit back to that article, but I get content that way as well.
Yeah, that's a great way to do it. It's interesting that you bring that up. There's so many people out there that don't seem to understand, this little thing called copyright law and how the appropriate way to attribute content is. So it's great to see you doing that.
Yeah, in real estate, you'll find a lot of people like borrow pictures from other people's listings and stuff like that. And I'm very adamant. I did a search on my computer the other day, and I've got 27,000 pictures on my computer.
Wow.
From all the pictures I just constantly snap, so I've always got my own.
It's nice for you to politely say borrow pictures, but on a completely different subject, how is the real estate market in Midtown? What does it look like for buyers? If you're in the market to buy, what's out there?
Not a lot, believe it or not. I often tell people, if you remember the crazy market back in 2006 and 2007, where there were cranes everywhere and we were like, how are we going to fill these? Now it's just exactly the opposite. I mean, I have condominium buildings in Midtown that used to have 30 and 40 listings in them that now some of them have 2 and 3 listings.
Wow.
So if you're out working with a buyer, it can be kind of difficult to get them to understand, well, we want to see more. There isn't more to see. This is all that's available on the market right now. So it's really difficult to get buyers to understand that.
Well, what about the seller side? I mean, that's kind of an obvious question, but I'm a little bit taken aback that there's not more available. I was under the impression lots of folks were holding back and just staying put because the market was so bad from the seller side.
Well, that's very true, because if you purchase back in 2006 and 2007, there's the possibility you purchase at the high end of the market. And now we're at that lower end of the market, and you may not be able to put your home on the market unless you're willing to go through the short sale process and do that. So some people are sitting on their homes. What we're finding now is those people that are willing and able to sell and put their home on the market at the right price will probably be in a multi-bid situation very quickly. Give you a case in point. Last May, I listed a condominium in Midtown. It was a lower priced unit, but in a great building. I put it on the market at 9:30 in the morning, and it was under contract, full price, cash offer at 9 p.m. that night.
Wow.
Holy cow. And on that note, we'll be back with Tom Abbott after this short commercial break.
Great news stories don't just happen. They are the result of cultivating relationships with the media. Public relations is a great way to add excitement to your marketing program, while also creating third-party credibility. With decades of experience of working with the media online and offline, the Marketing Relevance team is uniquely positioned to deliver your company's stories. Call us today at 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com.
All right, and we're back with Tom Abbott, Associate Broker with Thomas Ramon Realty at Palmer House Properties.
So, Tom, before the break, you shared with us that there's just not much left in Midtown, but maybe this isn't a fair question, but there's been a ton in Midtown over the last few years. Tell us about some of your favorite properties. I mean, what do you like to sell?
Oh, wow. Put me on the spot. I would probably say out of all the buildings that have built over the years, Viewpoint Midtown is one of my most favorite. It's a Novair building. It was probably their flagship and their evolution of Jim Borders and his process of building condominium buildings, that each one just got a little bit better. And by the time they got to Viewpoint, it's kind of like they figured it out. They've duplicated that building in Tampa. I believe it's in Nashville, and it may be in Austin as well.
Well, talk a little bit more about the details. What is it about that construction and design that is cool?
Well, one thing with all of their buildings is their security. When you enter the building, there's multiple levels of security to get in the building. I deal with a lot of single females that are purchasing homes, and they're really concerned about security. All the elevators are coded, so you can only go to your floor, your parking level, and the amenities. So if someone gets in the building, let's say someone has a party or whatever, and they walk out the door and leave, the only place they can go is back to the lobby. They can't wander all over the building. And then the amenities, they just did an excellent job on one side of the building. They've got a beautiful rooftop Zen garden with an outdoor living room with gas grills, a flat screen TV, a gas log fireplace. You have a beautiful club room. And then you go to the other side, and there's a gorgeous lap pool with even more grilling area and seating area. It just feels like you're in a resort.
That's super cool. So what trends are you seeing among buyers?
Right now, of course, one of the big things is we're back to FHA financing. I remember, when I started in the market, I didn't know what FHA financing was. No one did that back then. And now, of course, FHA is all it's what we're back to, simply because of it's a lot less money for people to put down, since we don't have this, 100% financing anymore. And that's can be a challenge, because sometimes you'll have buildings that aren't FHA approved to have to go through a process for that to happen. So then sometimes we're working with a buyer that can't buy in a particular building because of the financing they're using. I also find that this limited inventory makes buyers hesitant to buy. They seem to think, well, maybe I should wait just a little bit longer. Maybe something else will come along.
Yeah, the price is going to go up.
Well, and I just did my 2010 review of all the major buildings in Midtown. And put that post out on my blog. And there are only two buildings out of, I think, 20 that I track that had either flat or negative price appreciation. Every other building increased in price from 2011 to 2012.
Wow.
The prices are going up.
Talk a little bit about strategy. Let's say I'm in the market. I want to buy something in Midtown. I mean, how should I go about it? What kind of questions should I ask? What should I do?
I think the first thing that you want to do is you want to be... Well, there's kind of two ways. You can either first pick who you want to work with, i.e. a realtor like myself, a real estate agent like myself, or the thing I'll often tell people is, first of all, get pre-approved. It's the thing you need to do first. I mean, there can be things hiding in your credit that you just don't know anything about, and that will come out somewhere down the road, and it's better we find out about it up front. But I also tell buyers, I said, just because you may qualify for a $250,000 mortgage doesn't mean you want that kind of mortgage payment. You might have a dollar amount in mind. So that way we can turn around and say, well, gosh, I really only want to pay $1,500 a month. That will buy me X amount of property. Then we can tailor our shopping experience to that. The last thing I ever want to do to a buyer is show them a $250,000 condo and they find out later they can only afford $175,000. They're very disappointed.
Tom, I understand that you have a little finger on the pulse of the movie business too.
Yeah, well, sort of. I've actually done a little bit extra work. Of course, the movie business has started here in Atlanta, and it's really taken off. We're now basically second in movie production to Hollywood. A lot of people have moved from Hollywood here. We've got several studios that have opened up. They took the Lakewood Theater and changed that into a movie theater, a movie studio. Tyler Perry has his big studio that he built and opened here. There's a new one that's coming now out in Conyers. I'm going to its grand opening here in a couple weeks. And all this, basically started from the Georgia Production Partnership, which I'm involved in as well on their membership committee, and that they basically just worked with the legislature to get the tax credit and bring this type of business here. It's kind of neat. It gives Atlanta some exposure, certainly from the movie business. It's unfortunate that sometimes the movies will be filmed here, but then when they're put out, they're actually like it's an entirely different city and it's not really in Atlanta. But it still gives us some great exposure because people know that they've been filmed here.
Well, the three of us want to be extras in a future film. So
no, you don't. You want a leading role. It pays much better.
Yeah, but then you're assuming we have talent.
I have the leading role in this studio, and that's all the world can handle. Tom, we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you? Where can I learn more about Thomas Ramone Realty? And where once again, what's the website?
My website is mymidtownmojo.com, and my phone number is 770-713-1505.
Tom Abbott, Associate Broker with Thomas Ramone Realty at Palmer House Properties. It was great to see you. Thanks for making time to join us.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it.
All right. The deal of the day is next, but stay tuned for Molly Gunn and Todd DiMatteo, who represent two of Atlanta's best beer pubs. We'll be right back.
Hey, Forrest, what time is it?
Well, Delaney, it's time for today's deal of the day.
All right, Carol, what have you got for us?
So I have a grand opening special at Vineyard Place in West Cobb, which is off of Macklin Road. They are offering $2,500 in closing costs, plus a free refrigerator, washer, and dryer.
Wow. I love it. That's just such a pain in the neck to get a washer and dryer and refrigerator moved into a new place.
Well, and it's expensive, too.
Yeah.
So $2,500 in closing costs. Do you have to use a preferred vendor?
Absolutely. You have to use their preferred lender. You'd have to check with them to find out who they are working with. But yeah, $2,500 in closing costs, free refrigerator, washer, and dryer. This is a brand new community. It's got fantastic amenities that Delaney can tell us about.
There is a pool, a cabana, and a playground. So lots of fun in the outdoors.
God, Macklin's a neat location, too.
Is there a cabana boy?
There might be.
Well, you know, for the right price, they might, you know, bring one in for you. Yeah, these are beautiful wooded home sites. They put sod in the front and side yards, and they put, you know, pine straw on the islands, underground telephone and electric service, so it's got nice curb appeal, street lights as well. They have those cool mailboxes that are installed, so everybody's got, you know, matching nice little mailbox, sidewalks, so you can walk your dog or take your kid for a ride in the stroller.
Yeah, I mean, it just sounds like a great place to raise a family, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely does, and it's so convenient to the interstate.
It's super convenient. And then, of course, I love this, too. Exterior features are, you know, brick with siding accents, patios with exterior lights. Of course, a lot of these are per plan. They have screens that are optional on the vinyl windows, which is nice for, you know, the hot Atlanta summers if you want to open your windows but don't want to let the bugs in. You know, that's something we don't usually think about, but a lot of homes don't come with window screens anymore. Those are extra, or they're optional, or they're not even available.
Good Lord, Carol, we should redo this and just list the things they don't come with. It's pretty impressive what they're offering.
Yeah, they offer a lot. It's
well, they're
fantastic.
They're trying to make it easy. I mean, it's traumatic enough if you're moving. And if you can move in and just have all those little things already taken care of. I mean, like the fridge and the washer dryer, it's the same thought process.
Yep, fridge, washer, dryer. The homes are priced from $229,900 to $263,600. They've got a variety of different floor plans. Most of them are 4 bedrooms, 3 baths, or 5 bedrooms and 3 baths, so perfect for growing families or large existing families.
So this is a 75-home community, and they have the 4 different floor plans, like Carol said, with the 4 and 5 bedrooms, you know, all of the features. So there's something for everybody.
Outstanding.
And they are offering basement lots. And then they also have lots that are on cul-de-sacs and corner lots. So, you know, all those are upgraded lot prices, but certainly worth it if you want a basement or you want, you know, a little bit more room by being on the cul-de-sac, you know, kind of being protected down there away from the hustle and bustle, or you want to be on the corner and have a bigger lot.
Gosh, you got a big menu of options here.
I know. I want the cul-de-sac with the basement.
Mm-hmm.
That's my call.
Cul-de-sac with the basement. He wants it all.
He probably wants
the upgraded hardwoods.
Yeah.
Because they can offer upgraded hardwoods in the foyer, family room, breakfast area, and kitchen.
Very nice.
Yeah. So lots of different options.
Carol, where can people get more information on this?
So people can get more information by calling the sales center at 678-348-0322, or they can visit redoakhome.com on the web.
Okay, well, that wraps today's deal of the day. All right, and we're back with our next guest. Say hello to Molly Gunn, the owner. of the Porter Beer Bar. Welcome to the show, Molly.
Thank you.
That's good to have you. Thanks for joining us. Tell us all about the Porter Beer Bar.
We opened in fall of 2008. My husband is a co-owner and chef, and I'm owner, as Todd said. We have 40 draft beers, all craft and micro brews, and we have over 800 bottles. So we're a serious place to come and get a beer, especially if you're in Little Five Points, which is where we're located. But like I said, my husband is the chef, so he makes amazing food that goes well with beer. And that's pretty much the Porter.
So I just have to say that gives a whole new meaning to 100 bottles of beer on the wall. It's now 800 bottles of beer on the wall. Think about how much longer that would take to sing on the school bus riding wherever.
Yeah, we definitely shouldn't start that. So,
pretty exciting. You were recently named one of the top 100 beer bars in the nation by Draft Magazine. Tell
Thank
us
you.
About this.
Super exciting. So we first made it on the list 2 years ago, and it was top 150 bars. And so it's great they've made it even smaller and more exclusive. We're super excited to be on the list. And we're in such good company on the list. The Brick Store is on there, which is our fine, fabulous folks over in Decatur and Trapeze in Athens. So it's really perfect, in my opinion, because you got a good beer bar for kind of every neighborhood. You know, I don't know if Athens would call themselves a neighborhood of Atlanta, but a good beer bar
it's a all destination.
Across the city. Yeah, exactly. And when you look at the list, there's so many amazing places across the country, so we're super honored to be on that list. And yeah, we hope, knock on wood, we get to make it next year too.
Molly, you said you had 40 draft and microbrews there.
Yeah.
And that, on the one hand, that's a lot, but there's a heck of a lot more craft and micro beers out there. Do you have some kind of a rotation?
Yeah, I mean, we work really hard to update our beer list almost every single day. And so the list constantly updated. We're constantly having things change, not only for our customers to get to enjoy different things, but also because microbreweries, by definition, are small, so they don't make a lot of beer. So we can't have just one kind of beer on all the time.
That's pretty exciting. So in addition to all these different beers, I understand you have some really cool special events. What do you have coming up that we can tell our listeners about?
So in March, we have a really cool event coming up with Dogfish Head, which is a great, cool craft brewery. And their beers are, you know, for off-center people, which is cool. and it's called
That's perfect for us. Yeah.
Hop Eclipse Now.
Hop Eclipse Now.
So they're emphasizing beers with hops in them, hoppy beers, bitter, delicious IPAs. They're coming out with a few new ones. They're putting on draft a lot of their old ones. So we're doing a tap takeover with them. So we'll probably have about 20 beers from Dogfish Head on that night, which is pretty cool.
So I think it's proven that hoppy beer makes you happy.
Yes. And I think it helps you live longer or something. There was a Japanese study showing this, but they used a very low hoppy beer like Sapporo or something. So, you know, I think if you drink those really great fruity ones, you could, you know, live a long time.
Carol, I can say from personal experiences, many different kinds of beers make you happy.
Okay, well, that's good
that,
to know.
I know that for
good
sure.
Good to know, Todd.
Speaking of many different beers, how do you guide somebody on what to taste? I mean, I've been drinking beer for a while. And there's lots of things I know I like. I mean, how do you guide somebody that's been a beer drinker for a long time and maybe somebody that's just kind of starting like Carol?
So I always ask people what they normally like to drink. I have a set of beers that are great for like red wine drinkers that have more of that kind of tannic aspects to it. I have wines I recommend to white wine drinkers. Cocktail drinkers are a little bit trickier depending if they like a fruity cocktail or two. I've got something up my sleeve. But, you know, and then if they're, you know, maybe not as familiar with the beers we have, if they like Blue Moon, I always have alternatives in my head. And I train my staff, you know, if they say they like Amstel Light, this is the amber that, you know, they might enjoy. So we try and keep up on all those things because, you know, not everyone is a beer expert. And I would say most of my customers are not beer experts. So you got to, you know, hold their hand and walk them through the list.
I'm going to be selfish now. I'm a bourbon drinker and I like the stronger, heavier beers.
So many good beers for you.
Give me just one or two.
All right. So you're going to kill me because this one's hard to get. But KBS, Kentucky Breakfast Stout from Founders Brewery up in Michigan.
They haven't had it.
It's amazing. Another great one that's out right now is Anderson Valley Bourbon Barrel Aged Stout that's aged in wild turkey barrels. So both of those are
sounds
delicious.
Good.
I'm following Molly back to work right now.
All right. Well, it's not too far from here.
Yeah. No.
So you're located in a great area of town, you know, and this is a real estate show. So, you know, why do home buyers love that area of town and love to live there? And tell us what the area is.
Sure. So the Porter's in Little Five Points, which is kind of a funky commercial district that's nestled between Candler Park and MM Park. I personally live in MM Park, so two blocks away from Little Five Points. I think people love it because you can walk. We had that ice storm 2 years ago. We were packed out. That was one of our busiest weeks. You know, everyone was going sledding, coming in with their kids. They needed a beer because the kids were out of school. And then also being somebody who sells a lot of beer, sometimes you need to walk home. So that's another plus of living in the neighborhood and being nearby. So we're super lucky that, you know, we have so many great businesses that we can walk to.
Well, Molly, I hate to say it, but we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you and where can they learn more about the Porter Beer Bar?
If you go to theporterbeerbar.com, that's our website. We've got all of our menus, daily specials up there, or you can give us a ring and find out more info, 404-223-0393.
Molly Gunn, the owner of the Porter Beer Bar, it was great to have you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
All right. Stay tuned to our next guest, Todd DiMatteo of the Brickstore Pub.
When was the last time you browsed the web from your mobile phone? With more consumers than ever searching for your business on the go, it's important that you make a great first impression. Make sure your website is making the most of your mobile presence with content designed uniquely for smartphones and tablets. Get started with the team at Marketing Relevance today. Call 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com.
All right, and we're back with our next guest. Say hello to Todd DiMatteo, the general manager of the Brickstore Pub. Welcome to the show, Todd.
Thank you very much, Todd. Glad to be here.
Todd. So, Todd, it's good to have you.
There's a Carol.
Todd, before we get into it, tell us all about the Brickstore Pub. What's it about?
Well, we've been around for 16 years, and we focus on Belgian and craft American beer, and we've been doing it for, like I said, 16 years, and we try to stay fresh. We actually started doing a cellar program about 2 years ago, and anything that we can do to stay ahead of the game, we do it. It's kind of our aesthetic to serve beer properly and just the way it was intended to do so. That's what we strive for.
That's kind of cool. It's kind of fun to be talking about beer on our real estate show. You were recently named one of the top 100 beer bars in the nation by Draft Magazine. Tell us a little bit about that.
You know, we love that kind of stuff, and we get that from time to time. But we don't make it our primary focus. We just feel like we just continue to do what we do best. And, you know, if that kind of stuff comes, then that's fantastic.
A few seconds ago, Todd, you used the phrase, serve beer properly.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit more about what you mean by that.
We would never serve a beer that was from, you know, Merit Sioux in a St. Bernard's glass or anything like that. It would come in the right glass. And if it didn't come in the right glass, we'd give a non-nomenclature kind of glass where people weren't confused, and also it means proper temperature and nice head, half inch or more. And most of the glasses, if you ever take a look at, you know, a Hefeweizen glass or a Belgian glass, it'll have a little etching on the side where they specify where you should have the head. And some folks are into it, some folks not so much. But we that's why we do it. We strive to keep it like that.
So you're talking about glasses and you're talking about draft beer.
Yes.
Do you serve anything in bottles?
Sure, we've got a lot of bottles. We have, like I mentioned earlier, the cellar. We've been aging beer for about 7 years. We started it 7 years ago, and we have different vintages at this point for sure, but we have probably 700 bottles. We do wine and liquor and cocktails and all that stuff as well.
Not that I have any personal experience, but I understand that there are lots of different places one can go to get beer. What makes Brickstore unique?
You know, I think that you know, it goes back to what I was saying before. We were part of the beer culture and change, we feel like, and without any sort of arrogance about it, but we were part of that change. We just have grown with the community, and that's Decatur, and that's with the beer world in general. So I think that's what makes us unique. The beer climate does change, and, you know, not just serving beer properly and having good food, but also hospitality. You know, I've got two kids, and my wife and I are really busy with our jobs and all that. So for us, when we go somewhere, we have to be bowled over by the hospitality, and if not, we won't go back. And I feel like our service is it's some of the best you'll ever find in the city and elsewhere. So
plus the location itself is just wicked cool.
It's great.
Yeah. So that's
Decatur is cool.
Is that pretty close to your house, Todd?
Sorry.
Which Todd are we talking
there's
about?
There's a gaggle of Todd in here.
Yeah, not too far. It's probably about 10 minutes away.
Yeah. So Decatur, and you've been there 16 years, and people seem to be very passionate about Decatur. You know, why do people love Decatur so much?
Well, you know, I think that Decatur is it's a great community as far as the schools are concerned. The neighborhood is great. And I think people are passionate about Decatur because you know, there's a sense of pride because it's hard to put your finger on it. To me, it reminds me of Asheville. I lived in Asheville for a little while, and it's like eclectic without having all the things that big cities have, you know, and still having nice restaurants and stuff to do. So I think people are passionate because there's passion in the city. It's served in the food and then the drinks and all that.
I'm looking for a real quick tip. I've been drinking beer for a long time. I've always been a fan. The number of craft beers that are available now, it's almost overwhelming. Any kind of strategy of how to, you know what to try and what to taste? I mean, I can't taste them all.
You mean for yourself? Or
yeah. Or anybody for that matter.
I don't know. I think that you know, your palate is kind of like a fingertip. So whatever you like is going to be what you like. I got away from telling folks what they should be tasting in beers exactly, you know, because something I may find or I may love in a beer you may not like. So I always ask people, well, what is it you like? And then from there, I lead you down a path that I think you would like instead of overwhelming you.
Just going to have to go to the Brickstore Pub, I guess.
I'm thinking we need a Dreamland Studios Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio outing.
I think we need broadcast live from the Brickstore.
Broadcast live. Oh,
this is getting better all the time.
All right. Well, Todd, I hate to say it, but we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you, and where can they learn more about the Brickstore Pub?
You can go to brickstorepub.com. You can follow us on Twitter, at Lee Brickstore Pub. My email is todd@brickstorepub.com if you need to reach out to me.
Todd DiMatteo, General Manager of the Brickstore Pub. It was great to have you. Thanks for coming by and joining us.
Thank you very much.
That wraps this week's show. You can find us at AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. In fact, if you enjoyed this week's show, we'd sure love you to leave a rating and review on iTunes. So on behalf of today's guests, Tom Abbott, Molly Gunn, Todd DiMatteo, show producer Delaney Young, my co-hosts Carol Morgan and Todd Youngblood, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.